Okay, today we're up to Simon Nun Aleph, Nun Beis, Halacha Tezayin. Nun Beis Tezayin, let's see what page it's on. Nun Beis. Okay, you gotta get no handouts already.
It's like 4 pages from the end of the handout. 6 pages.
Okay, so here we go. Test Zayin. Ein mevarchin bari peretz borin bari peri adama ela kishenikar b'niksashu pri. You have to take. It has to be. It has to have some amoshes, and you can tell that this is a fruit. There is something over here. Avlim nisrasik achin nikar klal mahu. It's been crushed to the degree where you cannot detect what it is. For example, here he gives these words which mean jam. Okay, I don't know what these words are.
Lekpar.
It's like a jelly.
Okay, so some type of jelly. Shemivashle mishi zufin. That is made by cooking plums. The kitios shiriskon legamri chadoyme mevorachim aleim shehakol. So something turns into some type of jelly, so it's not nikar anymore. This came from the food, so he paskins the halacha is a shahakol. Okay, so so that's halacha. V'di'evet berech aleim baruch harui Elohem b'yotza b'di'evet. Since these things, they start out from fruit, so that's a very important halacha. You do not make another baruch. If you make a mistake, you make a bari priya eitz or bari priya adama on things which come from the trees or from the ground. B'di'evet yotza b'lechatchila. Since these things have been cooked and have been dissolved to the degree where you can no longer detect where it came from, you make a shahakol. Now there are exceptions to this. For example, potatoes. Right, on mashed potatoes, you never heard someone making mashed potato or shahakol. Even though you'll solve it in terms of the power. But the reason, the difference is, when it says here that it's dissolved, it means it's dissolved into a liquid. If it's dissolved into a solid, mashed potato, it's still a solid. That's
he
not... Okay, v'di'evet in berech aleim rabbi miyotza, v'im roiv derech achilas oisim peres hu ha'idei ritzuk shem raskim osim legamri. Another exception is, because there are different exceptions. I just don't want, even though we have this rule, if it's a solid, then like that's why I think there are certain types of jellies, and jellies from food, you still make a bari pure eitz, because they're not dissolved. You have to... No. If you have pieces, that's the second exception. But even certain types of jellies and jams, it's not so simple that when it says something, you make a shahakol. To make a shahakol, it has to be, number one, you cannot detect that where it came from, that this is a fruit. Number two, it has to be liquidy. If there is some mamoshos, it's kind of like a jelly, that's not cool. That's not what...
Would you make a ketchup?
No, that's puree.
Yeah, that's
no, but you have like cranberry sauce. You have pieces. You have the whole berry.
What broccoli? No, this is a very good question. So it comes from tomatoes, right? So ketchup comes from, where does it come from?
Tomatoes. With a little sugar.
So just say you just want to eat tomato. You just want to eat the ketchup alone.
Well, you ketchup into water. You make a tomato soup.
Now that for sure you make a shahakol, because you make a. That's already liquid.
That's already liquid.
That's already liquid. But if you go, you have, let's say you have a, like pudding, just you want to go and sip
tomato
on
juice.
A...
Tomato juice is cooked, it's boiled, no?
Cooked tomatoes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure. Let's take a look. With the end in Berech Aleim Baruch HaRilim Yatsav, Im Roiv Derech Achilas. Vim Roiv Derech Achilas, Oistam Peros, Hu Aidei Ritzuk, Shemiraskim Oistam Lagami, Varech Maleim Af Lechatchila Baruch HaRilim. But if that's the way most people treat this food, they take this thing and they crush it, and they make it into some type of dish, then Af Lechatchila, you make the Baruch HaRu, you make a Bari Priho Eitz, or Bari Priho Adama. Okay, so these are the rules. Okay, so I have to go take out some of the art school of Abana. Applesauce clearly make a Bari Priho Eitz. That's the minute. The Bari Priho Eitz and applesauce.
No, but that's when there's
because that's the derech. It's noticeable. You have applesauce. You can still tell that it's apple. It's not rustic. Is that called legamri? Well, it depends. Sometimes they make it so fine. All right, I don't know.
What about preserves?
It seems that applesauce. Okay, I don't know. I have to go look at the practical halachic books or my badner.
The only reason you know,
I should have looked this up before. Yeah.
The reason you know is because you have the package. But it doesn't look like anything.
It can be mashed potatoes with the taste of it.
You know, let me write these things down. I'm going to forget.
Soy.
Okay, so let me go and just wind myself. Pencil doesn't work. Okay, so we have to continue these things. Okay. Okay. But the general rule is in roiv derech achilas oisim peros hu al yidei risik shem raskam sam lagami bevarachim aleim af lechatchila bracha haru'uyah lehem, you make the bracha haru'uyah, which is borei pri eitz or borei pri ho'adama.
That's why there's machlokas about apple juice, right?
Apple juice?
Because the Chachamim said that Matz plants apples to make apple juice. They don't plan it for...
Okay, no, he's going to discuss that. He's going to discuss the liquids. We're going to come to that soon. He's going to talk about that soon.
And so he held...
Okay, we have a whole simmer. We're going to come to... The next simmer talks about all that in detail. Okay, now we come to something which is very shocking to hear. He's going to present to Shaila here that eating rice. Now, it's well accepted. The Mishnah Berurah is machweh. The Mishnah Berurah says the minhag ha'olam is on rice you make a borei minei mizonos. And the bracha acharona is a borei nefashos rabbis, because it's not from the only time you make a bracha mein shalosh is from the shivas haminim, it's not from the shivas haminim, but it's still called mazon, it still gives satisfaction. So the bracha rishona is mizonos and not a borei pri ha'adama. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, very surprisingly to us, doesn't say that. He says it's not so simple. It could very well be that on rice, you should make either a borei pri ha'adama or a shahakal. Obviously, we don't paskin like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The world has accepted upon themselves, and they all make note of that. Everyone makes note of that.
Shulchan Aruch also has a sheet.
That rice, you make ha'adama or a shahakal, depending on what you do.
He says you make
No, no such thing. You don't make an alamichya on rice. Yeah, not on rice. Not impossible. Rice is not from the Shiva Saminim. It's impossible. The shail is the bracha rishon. That's the birbuk shas. Look what he says. That first of all, we don't even really know what oirez is. When the Gemara talks about oirez, is it rice or is it millet? So we are brainwashed that it means rice. But that's not so clear. He says, oirez v'doichan, rice and millet, shen espashlu, so they've been cooked. Im lo shenismo achu, if it has not been crushed, mevorech aleihem borei pri hodam. Now we don't have that. Our rice, white rice. Now we're talking about white rice is certainly in the category of shenismo achu. But what's the other rice called? The brown rice?
There's many rices.
Many different rices. So not all rices. In order to have white rice, it means you have to process it, you have to crush it, you have to crush it in order to remove the curd, to remove the shell around it. So im lo shenismachu mevorech aleimi says borei pri ha'adama. The proper bracha is borei pri ha'adama. Even the other rice that they sell in the market today, even though they're brown rice and they've also been crushed to some degree to remove, there is always psoilus in rice. So every single rice bizman hazeh we're going to see is in the category of shenismachu, at least a little bit. Let's say it's been crushed, it's been grinded, or shetochan ve'osamehim pas, rice cakes. Yesh chiluk bein oirez ledoichan. There's a difference between these two terms. Ki mitzad hadin, al ho'oirez mevorech, me'ikar hadin, you make borei minei mezonos, ve'al hadoichan shehakol. Ella, look what he says here, sheyesh lanu sofek im oirez hi harayz, is oirez, what we believe, is that called rice? The doichan
is in most languages.
The doichan is riz,
rice.
Oh, lehipuch, the opposite. Which, okay, these two terms mean rice and millet. Millet is not the same thing as rice. Lechein, therefore, yirei shemayim. Look what he says here. Lo yoichal bein these two things. Riz bein rice. Shenis mo'achu ella b'soy chasuda. Since it's questionable if the brach is borei pri adama or borei minei mizonos, on one of these two you make a borei minei mizonos, and when you make a borei pri adama, now the reason why you make a borei pri adama is partial because it goes from the ground. The reason why you would make a borei minei mizonos notes because it gives an extra degree of satisfaction, more so than a vegetable, similar to bread. Just like bread, it gives you muzzle, it gives you satisfaction. There's a tradition that one of these two things, we're not experts in understanding how it satisfies our body, but one of these two things gives a human being a greater degree of satisfaction. It's just that we do not know if Chazal made this determination for rice or they made this determination for millet, and therefore you have no choice. If you're going to eat rice and you're going to make a Borei Minei Mizonos, it could be making a bracha levatala. Maybe you really should make the bar priyadama. Or if you're making a bar priyadama, maybe you should make bar minimizonos. Therefore, the only thing to do is don't eat rice alone. You should eat rice in the middle of a bread meal that's included in hamotzi lechem in aretz. Or b'shas hadchak, she'ein loy pas, mevorech bein al hariz, bein al rice shehakol. Because shehakol, you cover yourself all. Even though really one is not ideal for either, you really should make a bar priyadama or a bar minimizonos. Since you may be making the wrong bracha, so the best thing is to make a shahakol. Ulachareihem, you make a borei nefashais. Now, that's not what we do. Why is that not what we do? Because the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Ches, Sif Katan Chaf Hei, says the minig is that we are absolutely certain that oirez is rice. And this comes from the Vilna Gaon. There's no question, not like what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're absolutely certain, and therefore you can make a borei minei mizonos on rice without any segos.
As a bread substitute, Sephardim-made rice, the Asians...
Okay, so why then did the kids, why didn't hungry? Yeah. Maybe they didn't have such good quality. I don't know, but that's
they
what he says.
Have rice in Europe.
It was the rice?
It's not rice.
That's why. I mean, this is all the halacha when you're learning chulin that talks about, I mean, it gets into the whole idea of why we, if, why don't you, why do we have the minig not to eat rice on Pesach? Because you have rice flour.
Well, there are many reasons.
You have potato flour. More often, look on the shelf, you have all the potatoes.
They don't know about it. They never heard about it.
If you took away potatoes in Europe, you have nothing to eat. The rice didn't affect them. Nobody had rice in Europe. Yeah, but the way we eat potatoes on Pesach, they eat rice on Pesach.
And potato didn't come into
Columbus. To them, they don't have potatoes. They had rice.
Potatoes didn't come into Columbus, so you could put a gazero on
them. Whatever, but in other words, that's their staple. This is our staple.
Right.
That's the reason.
Okay, he says here, he just to repeat what I said over here in the Piskei Tshuvos, he says, Omnam haminik ha-poshut, beharbe kihilos Yisrael levorech al oirez mevushol mezonos. The achar bar nefashos, who says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mata Yehuda, the Chida, the Birka Yosef, the Oid. Okay, so there is no question that these things are, it's accepted, not like what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Okay, now we go to different types of beans. Different types of alpaste, also me kitnios beans. Now all different types of beans. If you're familiar with these words, what kind? This is corn. The last thing over here is corn. This you can buy cornbread, right? Cornbread. They make such a thing. Only pure corn. Okay, maybe the cornmeal they have today, they make hamotzi, there's a mixture, it's a taruvis.
It is a mixture.
They have a mixture, it's not pure corn. There's nothing today that's pure, everything today is adulterated. So, but on something which is pure corn, the bracha is shahakol. Cornflakes, I would tell you, cornflakes depends. Some cornflakes make a shahakol, some you make a hadama. If the corn has never been completely pulverized into powder, then you make a hadama. If the corn has been pulverized into powder, then it's been reconstituted, then many say you make a shahakol.
So corn muffin, you make a shahakol?
Is it pure corn? I don't think it's pure corn. We go to the bakery and you buy a corn muffin. I think it's a mixture. It's a mixture of flour. It's not pure corn. They call it a corn muffin because they add a lot of corn. But there's plenty of No, not the sugar would be the issue. The issue is flour. And once there's flour and it's all mixed together, the flour becomes the yikar. If it's shayach, such thing as pure corn, it wouldn't taste good. They wouldn't sell it.
They sell corn meal.
So cornmeal, if you have real cornmeal, that's the same as la bracha, is shahakol. It's shahakol.
They ate cornbread. It's
corn flour.
And it's real corn, but the corn muffins are really part mizonos. And mizonos makes it into... makes. Din Erav Kemachim, okay, then he talks about mixing of flour. Exactly your question, a corn muffin. When you have a flour that is comprised of different types of flour, some corn, some wheat, then Ayin Lekab Shulchanach, Simin Reish Ches Siftes, basically the Kemach flour is the Iker, Mizonos becomes the Iker, and you make a Borimine Mizonos. Next, Al Sugar. What bracha do you make on sugar? Mevarach shahakol. Now, not everyone, this is also very controversial. Okay, we have a sugar cane. Some places can disagree. Real sugar cane, some places can disagree with this, because Shulchan Aruch, they say you make a bari prayer eitz. Because a sugar cane is a real tree. Because the wood portion remains over the entire winter. The stalk doesn't go away. So whatever grows, the sugary part that grows, the part that you would eat if you pulled off the tree would be really a fruit. And you should make a bari mizonos. Yet he says, I don't know why, Allah sugar mevarich shak you make shahakol because it's not the derech achila. Okay, he quotes here. This is that the kitzchuk knows the das yochid. Over here, he quotes many authorities maintain that the correct blessing for sugar is burpio eitz. Although Allah does not follow these opinions, he says we still passing like. We still pass, the different customs were broken. And it's not common. Who's going to go eat raw sugar?
Cane sugar.
What?
Sugar cane?
Okay, so it's a shiloh of bracha.
He says shahakol,
but he says that many places can disagree that you should make a bari prior eitz. The chenam moitzeitz konin misuko shahakol, a person sucks wheat, sweet. Wheat, same, I even know the same thing, it's shahakol. The chain, it's simmerinid. What's the synonym? Synonym and the licorice. Shakaisasin, which you grind up, a boilim raktam, the flavor, upoltin, or ikr, mavarchim, shakal, that's part, because you're not eating the ikr. If you're not eating the ikr, you're only eating something which is a flavor. That we learned yesterday, you suck out the juice.
Chewing gum.
It's licorice?
Synonym and licorice. Cinnamon licorice plants, and you suck out the flavor and you spit out the ichor, a cinnamon stick, that you make a shahakol. You do not make a borei pri ha'etz or borei pri adama, because that's not the ichor tam. So when he says on sugar you make a shahakol, he's viewing the sugar in the sugar cane not to be a real fruit.
If you eat grass,
it's not derech achila. Well, no. Why is that so? If you eat grass, it depends. Either it's not royal achila, you don't make a bracha. If it's a support, if it's
not grown to eat.
If it's not grown to eat, then you would make right. That's right. If it's not grown to eat, it grows wild, you make a shahakol. But if it's grown to eat, a good type of herb, you make a bar pri adama. You do make a bar pri adama. The only exception is if you grow it for the fruit portion and it's a support to the fruit, then you would make a shahakol. But if you grow the grass to eat the grass itself, lechatchila, you would make a bar pri adama.
They say corn.
You grow corn for
animals, not for people.
No, you make a shahakol. That's
you
not. Yeah, he says it later on. You make a shahakol. If you grow corn for animals, it's not. Also, he does discuss from Rav Moshe says that it all depends on where you live. That today a lot of things have changed. Where they used to grow things for animals years ago, today they're growing it for people. So then it's being grown for human beings. Then you make hodama. So it all depends on. You have to ask the marketing experts what exactly are they.
In Israel, when they first started selling corn to people, they thought people were crazy feeding corn because it was only used as animal feed.
Well, originally oats was basically animal food. So Quaker came along.
Okay, so Lachari, he's understanding that sugar. Is a shakal, because sugar is not called ikar fruit. It's not a mamasha. So he learns that the sugar that's inside is more of a flavor. It's more of like a moisture which you're extracting, and that's why you would make a shakal.
The sugar processing is it's actually a 3-4 system processing. They crush it and with ammonia, whatever they put into it.
The additives, preservatives.
They change it from molasses to sugar.
Okay, let's see the sh'arim. Let's go back. We have a few more. Go back to page resh peivav. Page resh peivav. Snoin mevarch bar pri adama. Okay, gimel. Page resh peivav on the bottom gimel. The cause of mogin avram the afal pish im manich moesam bi eretz sefer lahakshos. Radish, why do you make a bari pri adama on a radish? If you let the radish sit in the ground, it'll turn into a rock, or turn into a piece of wood, so it should, then it's not royal achila mikol makom kevin sin shazorin oisa adayta loichla kishu rach, mevarech bari pri adama. So he's saying that you said this, even though if something will fully develop, it would turn hard to the point where it's not royal achila, and the only reason why you eat it, because the derech is to harvest it prematurely and eat it when it's soft, that is sufficient in halacha for it to get the status of an oichla to make a bari pri adama. The Certain types of wheat. There are certain types of wheat which they would harvest prematurely. They would not let it develop fully, and they would use it as a dessert. So the question is, what bracha ketzad mevarach? So Zvachlekes Apolis Gugdas Hagoyin of Yeshaya Zilberstein. Anyone know who this is?
Corn. This is corn.
This is corn?
Yeah.
Chitim tugramim is corn?
Yeah. It's a type of the corn.
Turkish
corn. Turkish corn. Okay. So it appears that they would harvest it prematurely. The same shayla. That's the shayla. It's harvested like a radish. You wait until you don't let it get until fully developed. You harvest it prematurely and you eat it when it's soft. What bracha do you make? So he presents Rabbi Yeshaya Zilberstein. I don't know who that is. Mivatzin, okay. L'chalek ben oisan hanizram loichlam geshim rakin. Dimevarch aleim bar pri hoadama. Or ben oisam hanizram letochnan oile behemul loifas dimevarch aleim shehakol. This is the Seder Avosh also talks about. It all depends what you grew it for. If you grew it to eat, this was manufactured. It's for eating purposes, to harvest it when it's premature to eat, then you make a bar pri hoadama. But if this is a byproduct of something that was manufactured for animal feed, or was meant to be crushed, to grow fully and to be crushed into powder, and now you just got lucky, and you went into the field and you caught it prematurely, and you took it for yourself as a dessert, so that was not a kavana. It was not the kavana, then you're going to make a shahakol. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshaya Zilberstein. However, Vidas Hagoin Maharim Tig Armin, I don't know who that is. The Gam Oisam Shnizru L'Shaloi Loichlon Rakin Afilu Wachin Kolzman Shkashem Rach B'Vach Olam Bar Piyadam. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it was planted for. His opinion is, since the bottom line is you have managed to harvest it when it's soft and eat it, and it grew from the ground, it's a product of the earth, and it's choshev to you, that's enough to make a borei pri huadama.
There are oranges that are specifically grown for juice.
Yeah.
But you can't eat it because it's very pulpy.
Uh-huh, okay.
So, no, what they're using, by the way, is Valencia oranges that they use, the Tropicana is using for juice. It's Valencia oranges.
But it's not used to eat.
Well, you can. It's extremely juicy. It's hard to peel because the skin is very thin, and you get a tremendous yield on the juice. So they use the Valencias, which only going to yield in January, February.
So if you want to eat it, do you make a shakol or you make a
But it doesn't matter. It's not that it has
if
a lot of
salt, but it's planted only.
They're planted for juice. Yeah, right. You could buy it in a store. Eat it right once.
Yes, a good shiloh. Got to look this up.
I mean, that's what you want when you're squeezing oranges for juice. You particularly with wine. You're not going to use a navel orange to squeeze for juice. You're going to use a Valencia orange.
It's a machlokes between Chazon Ish and all the other posts about juice.
Yeah.
All the other posts can say juices in general is always a shakol.
We're going to have that soon. The next sex simon.
Right,
all about that.
And it doesn't matter, you know,
what your kavana is.
Except for tomato.
The Chazon Ish held, no, it depends really what the major plantation is for. And if it's planted for juice,
yeah,
you make a bari priyates.
Right. We have that coming up. Okay. We have that coming up.
There was a funny story about that when a guy came to give a vechina to the kids, and he asked them, "What bracha do you make on apple juice?" So he said, "It depends where you live." He says, "What do you mean?" He says, "If you live in Bnei Brak,
make a hayitz.
Was the road Bnei Brak?
Make a hayitz."
Bar Priyates. If you live other places,
they make a shahakal. Very interesting.
He was the Pisic, whatever.
He was a Pisic. He passed in Alachas. Okay, let's go. Dal v'chein klipas. Okay, v'chein. We learned in halacha tests about klipos shenirkavu b'dvash etzukav v'rech malayim bar priyadam. If you take shells of certain type of a vegetable, and you fry them in honey and sugar, you make a shahakol. So he says in the Mishnah Berurah, v'sharet tzion sham choshev sham kol. You should make a shahakol. Wait. What is he going back on exactly?
Orange peels.
Okay, so orange peels. So you make a borei pri ho adama. You make a borei pri adama on the peel of an orange. This is what it says in the Ketah Shulchan Aruch. Now you present the Mishnah Berurah, this presents a long list of places that disagree on the orange peels you make a shahakol niyabid v'ro. It's only b'diyavid if you make a b'rapi yadam yatsa. The ayin b'minchas patim, the b'esreg v'ada yeish l'varech ala klipa b'ri pri ho adama shu ikar ha'pri. So it seems to be explained the yisod is as follows. Then this goes back to the yisod of what we learned yesterday. That if you have a fruit, the ikar fruit you make a bari pri eitz, and the support for the fruit goes down one notch, bari pri ha'adama. So if an orange is a bari pri ha'eitz, l'chayra, the orange peel should be a bari pri ha'adama. That is what the Mishnah Berurah, that is what the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch is saying. It appears that the Mishnah Berurah is saying that it's so far, the peel of an orange is so far removed from being a food, it's not the derech, not choshev at all, and you make a shahakol. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to disagree with. You just follow the basic rules, it would be a bari pri ha'adama, one notch lower than the fruit. But if it's so not choshev, then it becomes a shahakol. However, in esrog, it is choshev. Adarabah, that becomes the ikar part of the fruit, because some of it, not all esrog, but many esrogim, the skin is extremely thick. The inside is almost nothing. There's a very small amount of stuff inside. So the ikup type part of the eshrog is the skin. So on the skin of an eshrog, you would make a borei pri ha'etz. Not even borei pri adama, because it is the actual fruit itself. That's why Chazal tell us that it was the only fruit that eats. Hashem commanded that when the trees produce fruit, the eats and the fruit should be equal. The trees did not listen. The only exception was the esrog. The esrog was a pre-eats hadar, because eats are superior shava. Choshev eats are superior shava. Mishum the ikar hu haklipa period. V'chlish haran kosav the esrog v'tznoin v'kliposan choshev yoyser mi gufa pri. Adrab, it's even more chashev. Okay, next. Halacha hey. Halacha hey is going on to halacha tes zayin. Ein mevarchin bari pri eitz bari pri adama ela kishen nikah b'miksa shupri. But if you crush something and it dissolves into a jam or jelly, then you make a shahakol. So amar b'yushalmi adam noitel pitma me'aftiach u'pitma b'mitapuach u'mis'achin. You take pits from a watermelon and from an apple, and you crush it. V'nasim klayim, and it becomes klayim kloymar. V'nase primu uruv me'avtiach v'tabuch, and the product that you're going to produce from taking two different seeds, a seed of a melon and the seed of an apple, will turn into a klayim, will turn into a mix between two different types of minim. V'nirali. Now, what happens?
You planted this, and something grew.
Yeah, that's what it seems. Yeah, you planted it. Today, you can buy all these things. All half the fruits, all these exotic fruits, are all products of klayim. We're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do the klayim. But if a guy does it, if a guy makes it for you, and you take it, you let. So, prouds, what bracha do you make when you have a situation when you have a bari pri? Interesting shaila. You have a bari pri adama and a bari pri eitz, and they go together. So what bracha do you make a bari pri eitz, a bari pri adama? So what's the bracha? The nearly the mevarach bari pri adama. Aval im gizoy machlif. So the ikar is you make a bari pri. However, im gizoy machlif hu ilan gam mevarach bari pri. Borei pri ha'etz. So generally speaking, you make a borei pri adama. However, if this thing grows, the dominant feature is a tree, because the gizay machlif, the trunk remains. The trunk remains, and it does not wither. Then it becomes a full fledged tree. Borei pri ha'etz. Finally, come on.
That fruit that tastes like banana, right?
A lot of foods like this, a lot of different foods that they breed. Finally, kamboni mevachem shechiyanu al kilayim. Okay, that's so you later on to minun test. We'll get to that. Learn that. That comes Rosh Hashanah time. It's not so simple. You make a shechiyanu, especially all these exotic fruits they sell you in a blue ribbon, or they put out on the section in the food store for the shechiyanu. Some of them are kilayim. And if they're kalayim, it's not so simple that you're allowed to use it for a shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah or on Tu B'Shvat. If you want to make a shechiyanu, because they're kalayim. Okay, sugar, simin nun aleph, we learned already sugar, he says, we learned already about that. You make a shakal on sugar. Let's start the next simin. Okay, the next simin talks about juices. Okay, very interesting. All fruits and vegetables that you squeeze and you extract juice, he's going to give conditions later on. But the basic rule is you make a shahakol. The honey that flows from dates, ki ein hamashke nikra puri, his side is, mashke is not a fruit. You can't call the bore puri ho'etz, the mashke is not called a fruit. And that's why you make a shahakol. Rak, the only exception is hayayin v'shemen, zeis, olive oil. If you drink out the olive oil, it's not healthy to drink olive oil. The only time is when a person is drinking medicine. Doctor says you must drink olive oil, so then you make a brach on olive oil, bore pre ho'etz. Generally, olive oil is not drunk by itself. It's added, it's an ingredient to other things. But yayin, of course. V'hayayin v'shu choshev v'oy v'kovu l'brach v'yuchad esvoy pri agafin v'shemen zayis shu gam k'in choshev im nenem imen abinyin shu tzorek l'vorech alof. You drink it because the doctor says you must drink a cup of olive oil. V'vorechin alof borei pri ho'etz. That is the only exception. We'll explain later on. Now, Simon Nadal will explain the reason why olive is chashim, because olive oil is chashim, basically it's a special chashivus, it retains the chashivus of the fruit, and you make a barrier pre-rates. Base. Fruits, which the derech is not to cook, the derech is to eat them chayim. Let's say now you cook it. And when you cook it, it produces a flavoring to the water. You have a soup. You take fruits, and the fruits are meant to be eaten raw. You take the fruit, you put into a pot, and you cook it, and now you have some type of liquid. Now, it's not just the liquid, it's the gravy. Some of the mamoshus of the fruit has now gone into the water. So since it's shaloi kederech, I'm eating the fruit in an unusual way. The fruit was meant to be eaten raw. I've cooked it, I've caused liquid to be extracted and to come into the pot, and I drink that liquid. That's not the primary purpose you make a shahako. Aval, peiros, shadako, liavshon, levashlon. The way you eat these fruits, they're hard, and the only way you eat them is by cooking them and turning them, transforming them into a liquid, into some type of gravy. Vehein shchichos lerov, v'nate luadai tohachi. It's very common, and people plant, that's what the stone they're planted in order to produce, in order that you can cook them and make them into a liquid. Then the rule is in Bishlon Kidei Lechol HaPeros. Now here's a very complicated rule. If you cook it, Kidei Lechol HaPeros V'gam Lishtois HaRoitev, I cook it to eat the fruit and also to drink the roitev. Mivorech Al HaRoitev Borei Pri Ho'etz V'afilu Eino Oichol Min HaPeros. So this is the only exception. There are many conditions. It's the Derech. That's what most people do with it, and you're cooking it to eat the fruit. That's my intent. I also want to eat the fruit. And now in the process, the fruit also produces a gravy, so the gravy you'll make a borei pri ho'etz. V'chein kidnios. That's what the mitzvah is. So cranberry juice you make a borei pri ho'etz?
Cranberry juice is really a mixture.
What about the soup, where the soup is the majority?
When the soup is the majority, so it doesn't matter. If you're eating it together, it doesn't make a difference. Even the roitev alone, that's what it says. If you take this food which is only meant to be eaten cooked, and you cook it, and you produce gravy, and I'm only drinking the gravy, forget about the food, I'm just drinking the gravy alone. The gravy you make a borei pri ho'etz on the gravy, but it's a liquid. A liquid is not called a fruit. In this instance, the liquid is called a fruit, because that's the only way it can be eaten through cooking, and my kavana was for this as well. It's still considered to be a fruit, it's an exception to the rule, you make a borei pri ho'etz.
And apple juice.
Pineapple can be eaten raw. That's not a good example. Pineapple, you don't need to cook pineapple. You're dealing all here with fruits which you only eat the fruit when it's cooked. Cranberries, you can't eat cranberries when they're raw?
No, very
impossible.
They're hard,
so you have to cook it. So when you cook it, that fits a very good example. So cranberry juice, it would seem, if you buy, you can buy in the store, right? Cranberry juice?
Yes.
So
pure.
What?
It's never pure.
No,
but
so
if it's the main ingredient.
Yeah.
So I gotta go look this up. Another thing to look up.
That's cranberry why it's cool. You take a look on a bottle that says cranberry juice cocktail.
Yeah.
It's small percent. It only has to be
flavoring.
Right. That's the only juice that doesn't have to be. You don't have to say.
Because it's not juice. It's called cranberry juice cocktail. And they have to add the word cocktail.
No, no. They can call it cranberry juice, and it will not be 100% cranberries because they did some lobbying and they got it approved. It's the only thing.
You need 50% to be called juice.
So cranberry juice.
Okay, we're going to check this out. Okay, let's go further.
Look, on the label,
it
usually says cranberry juice cocktail.
So it's an A.
But they already have it.
They have other juice.
Water.
Regular cranberry juice says cranberry juice.
Right.
Yeah, but they don't. Look at the
regular cranberry juice.
But you need 50% of
sour juice. That's right.
Otherwise, it's less than 10%, it's drink. Call it a cocktail at 10% till 50%.
Okay, let's do a little more. Behind kidney ice, the rock ice, beans. Behind kidney ice, the rock ice, welcome to Dakar, Lavashlam, Lachlam, Gam, beans and vegetables, welcome to Dakar, Lavashlam, Lachlam, Gam, Lishtois, Sarut. The same thing applies when it comes to vegetables. Vegetables and beans, if they're not edible raw, and the only way they're edible is through cooking. And my intent is to cook it to eat the vegetable, the bean, plus also the juice as well. Why not? Have the gravy as well. So, Bevorach Alaroitiv, Borei Pri Adam, it follows the same exact rule. Even if they don't eat the food at all, I'm just eating the gravy. The gravy, you'll tell me, how can you call the gravy a pre-huadama, this is the exception. Since this is the derech achila to cook it, and cooking produces a natural product, byproduct of gravy, and the gravy I want to eat alone, I make a boy pre-huadama.
So V8 is abdama?
What is V8?
No.
Various vegetables.
Vegetables, but those are right to be eaten raw. We're dealing here specifically with vegetables that cannot...
That's a kosher product.
So that's different. We're dealing with...
They have kosher vegetable juice. They always had it in different brands.
Next, the afilu in the nachal, the chiluk. Now he explains in the parentheses that chiluk shabein zel lamash nesparb sif aleph. He says, "What's going on over here? I'm contradicting myself. In simen aleph, I told you anything that's called a liquid. If I have an apple and I make apple juice, it's a shahakel. If I have an orange, I make orange juice, it's a shahakel. And here I'm telling you, if I have a fruit and I'm making it into a liquid, I'm going to make a bori prio etz a bori prio adama. So the difference is the chiluk shabein zel lamash nesparb sif aleph sheyesh shemim mishum dechosim in darkum bekach lischoy desa." A fruit was meant to be eaten raw. An apple is meant to be eaten as an apple. An orange is meant to be eaten as an orange. You want to go now and convert into a juice? So you're doing something which is abnormal, even though the whole world does it, but still the fruit itself has precedence, has kadima. A fruit is a fruit. You can't deny the fact that an orange is an orange, an apple is an apple. So now by squeezing and making it into a liquid, you're doing something which is not the real thing. Mimele turns into a shahakel. Whereas here, these hard fruits, they're hard like a rock. It's not shaykh to eat them when they're raw. The only shaykh to be eaten when they have been processed through cooking and through squeezing. The hasam in darkum bekach lischodes apeiros ayirokos loitzim mimenu v'halcha darkum bekach. That is one end. That's one difference between two. Another difference v'yeish aymim mishum diyoyser nichnas tam. This is a fascinating difference. That in this instance, when you cook it, there's a much greater intensity of flavor than when you squeeze it. When you have a fruit and you eat it, so you really only get the flavor when you actually chew the flesh. You have a grape. You have a grape. So you chew the grape. You have an orange. You chew a piece of the orange. So what are you really eating when you're chewing the orange? The juice plus the flesh, the pulp. It's also part of the experience. But now I just want the liquid. That's not the ikar. But when you take a fruit and you cook it, the cooking process, the heat extracts the essence of the flavor into the gravy. So now when you have a gravy, you don't just have a gravy, you have the essence of the fruit, you have the potency of its flavor is present. That is choshev to give its original bracha, borei pri. It's an unbelievable svara. Squeezing, you're losing out. Cooking, extracting liquid through cooking, you're getting the essence, and you make the bracha. Avol, now he finishes off, gesundheit. Avol, ein kavonas habishl rak b'shvil haperos ha'irakos. That's not your kavona. If the kavona is of cooking is rak haperos ha'irakos, I'm taking this hard fruit and I'm cooking it, and I couldn't care less about the gravy. The gravy to me is just annoyance. I'm only cooking it to soften the fruit, to eat the fruit. I don't want the gravy. And now, lo and behold, I have a byproduct, some gravy. Azai, kishein oichel min haperos ve'erokos el l'sheis seseroit v'levad, mivarech shahakol. You're going to make a shakol that was not your kavana. V'imbishlam im b'osayach. And one another exception to the rule is if you take a fruit and you want the gravy, but the gravy is not going to be alone, the gravy is going to go into meat, it's being cooked together with meat, then the gravy is bottled to the meat, and you'll never make a bari pareitz on the gravy, even if you have all the other conditions. In other words, to review, I have a fruit that's hard, and it's not meant to be eaten raw, it's only meant to be eaten cooked, and I'm cooking it for the purpose of softening the fruit and also producing gravy, but I'm also doing this together with a piece of meat. Oh, the piece of meat. So now the gravy is going to go into the piece of meat. See if there's going to be some of the juice of the fruit that's separate, that doesn't get that's loose, that's not on the meat. Still, it's not going to get a special bari priyo eitz or bari priyo adama. It's going to be toffle to the meat.
This is very important. I think, tell me if I'm wrong, they used to sell all the vegetables or fruits in sugary syrups. Which was the sugar water, basically.
Corn syrup.
And now they switched it to natural juice. But the reason they have the juices inside is not for juice, it's just so that they can pasteurize it. Because they take all these cans, they put it in, because they don't want germs to be in it.
Yes.
So the juice, if you open a can of, let's say, sliced pineapple, and you pour out the liquid, which is natural juice, you have to make a shako of it. This is what we just learned.
Why a shahako? You have
this water is
you mean the juice.
It's not cooked because you want the juice. It's a topple to the fruit. You really want the fruit to be sanitized.
Only the fruit. You don't care about the liquid.
The reason they put in the liquid is because you can't sanitize it.
Okay.
Unless it's
all right.
Cooked.
Okay.
You have to look on the ingredients.
But the pineapple, the example,
the
you
natural juices. Most of the time, the natural juice is not the juice from that fruit. That
right. They pour it in.
It's grape juice. Because that's sweet. Right. There are natural juices. Unsweet. Most of the fruits are not sweet enough.
Right.
So grape juice is. So they add grape juice to the mix to make it sweet enough, and they still call it natural juices because right. It is, but it's got grape juice.
But you have to be careful. This halacha is only by fruits that cannot be eaten raw. The example you give a pineapple that's eaten raw. You have to these halachas are unique to fruits that can only be eaten when they're cooked. We're dealing here, these rules of taking a fruit and juice, this potential for juice to make a bari priyo eitz, a bari priyo adama.
You squeeze out juice, you make a shahako.
Right.
So if you pour the squeezed out juice into the fruit, why should it not become a shahako?
If you squeeze juice from a fruit that's edible when it's raw, according to the kitzur, it's clear as day you make a shahako. There's
right.
Nothing to discuss.
Okay, so all these... So even
he's telling you a chiddush that there is that one hecha timsa where you'll make a borei priho eitz on juice.
You can't eat it unless it's...
You can't eat it until it's cooked. And your kavan is for both the fruit, you're cooking it?
So let's take a lamashal. Let's say you have quince, which we can't eat garlic.
Okay.
And they cook it.
They cook it.
You buy a can of quince.
What was the kavana when they cooked the quince? When you cook the quince, is the kavana only for the quince, or is the kavana for the quince and also the liquid?
The kavana for the quince.
And not the liquid.
No, the reason they put in liquids is because you can't...
No, so the liquid is a shahakal. It's not
right,
a bari pareitz. Right, okay. And a chanam. That's what it says over here.
You pour it out in the cup.
Yeah. Right. It's a shahakal.
Juices in the can are acting as, if it's a can, it's acting as a preservative.
Otherwise,
it's going to rub against the can. The can has metallic issues, and there are certain juices in the can that will eat away at the lining of the can, and you're going to get a very metallic taste to the fruit.
Right.
So they have to put in certain ingredients to avoid that, to cut the acid so it doesn't burn through the can and get a leaking can.
Okay. V'im bishlam im basar b'yachad afilu im kavanas habishul gam bishul aretiv l'ilum l'varech al aretiv shahakol ki habasar hu ikar. The only exception is if you're cooking together with meat, even if your kavanah was for the gravy as well, you're still going to make a shahakol. So this is the yisoy. The yisoy, and just review the yisoy, beautiful yisoy. Fruits that turn into a liquid that you squeeze are always shahakol. Why? What's the lumdis? The lumdis is because it's not the ikar apri. That's the reason number one. The ikar, it was meant to be a fruit. Hashem created a fruit. A liquid is a liquid. It's not the ikar, so it's not going to get. It's not called a fruit. Number two, you lose potency. A fruit has potency when it has the pulp. When you mishane, you lose the potency. So what's the exception? The exception is a fruit that cannot be eaten raw; it can only be cooked. And you cook it with kavanah to eat both the fruit and the liquid. Then the liquid alone, how you can make a borei pri ha'etz on the liquid alone, provided you want. Wanted to drink the liquid. You want the liquid as well. And the only exception is if you're cooking it together with the meat. Okay, we will stop here with halacha gimel. Okay, we'll take a short break.
It's still a question. Tomato juice is not squeezed.
Tomato juice.
You don't squeeze the tomatoes to make it. You actually
soak.
They cook the tomatoes.
They cook the tomatoes.
And then
you have a liquid.
And it comes a liquid, and then you can.
It's shahakol.
It's not clear. Right?
Because what is this? There's mamoshes of tomatoes in there.
Yeah. Some people say it's adama, but I don't know. If you look it up.
Can I go look it up? I want to go look it up.
Wushim is in Hebrew. It looks like an apple. It looks like an apple. And when they make esther,
it's like five children.
No, that's right. When you make esther, what do you make it with? Esther. When you cook esther,
yeah.
What do you cook it with?
I don't cook the esther.
In water.
No, there's a word for it.
It becomes a preservative.
Like a jelly.
My aunt just.